que al menos yo y mi esposa hemos...
My wife and I, we have been here for a long time and we pay taxes. We try not to get in trouble. And what we have paid for it and we have worked for it.
Yo tengo viviendo en este
país. I've been living in this country for 35 years.
Pues el temor que uno tiene el día a día.
And the fear that we have every day is that maybe you are gonna go to work and then you are gonna you're not gonna come back.
Sí, pues nosotros tenemos dos hijas que son ciudadanos, va. Pues
and we have two children who are U.S. citizens, but they are also afraid. And they are afraid because of us. Last Sunday in during our worship service, I was very moved, and even my voice started breaking because I was telling people, we're going to pray for every immigrant and we're going to pray for you. And it was very moving to see people crying, sobbing, crying. And it wasn't only one, it was a lot of people with the same thing. Even people who have papers and they have businesses and all that, and they felt move for what we were doing. I saw a little kid that said, my dad is not a criminal. And it was like, yeah, your dad is not a criminal. He's a hard-working person that escaped persecution in their countries of origin, and now they are getting persecuted here. And it's what is very sad. My name is Martin Garcia, Reverend Martin Garcia, pastor of Amistad Church.
It's terrifying and heartbreaking just to think a lot of families that are here undocumented that, you know, if they go to work and something happens at their workplace, that they will be separated from their children that were likely will be in school. So that's something that is a concern. I worry for the people that I know, for the people that I don't know, and, you know, everybody that will be affected by that. And it's very concerning for those people that might be here legally, but English is not their primary language, so they're not able to communicate. And even if they have their papers in as they're supposed to have them, that if they get an encounter, they might not be able to communicate that they're here legally. My name is Raquel Aragon Klein, and I'm the director for Language Services Network here in Fort Wayne.
It is clear that people in Fort Wayne have been feeling very vulnerable. Most people are focused on, honestly, their families and their work, and they don't want to focus on fear and instability, but it's also individuals that are simply looked at as suspicious, whether it is due to their accent or the way they look. There's just a lot of caution right now. So my name is Irene Paxia, and I have spent my career advocating for immigrant inclusion, language access, and equitable access to resources. And I have both a personal and a professional journey in this field.
We have a lot of anxiety and worry about things and uncertainty. When you see the Burmese community, we have language barrier. So that is a huge barrier to overcome the anxiety we are having now. I'm thinking about like how I'm going to help my community. And I mean, I've been trying to find a way, but as the situation go, we have no idea what to do. You have to know your right. You are a legal immigrant and you have your right. And when ICE come in, you just cooperate with this. My name is Nay Nui Nui, and I've been involved in my community since I resettled in Fort Wayne, Indiana, as a refugees.
We are afraid that one day we come to the to the work, and then they came there. They come there, and then they take you. And it's a fear, and it's that you have every day.